What's up, you guys? Your boy Big Al, man. Battle of the MVPs in this game. You got Luka Doncic going up against LeBron and AD. This is a really, really fun, exciting game for me. I've been following the Mavericks. I've been following Kristaps for a long time now. I'm a big fan of Kristaps Porzingis, so I'm really excited that he has a nice partner with Luka Doncic running the West. You know what I'm saying? They have an awesome record. They're 21-11, only a couple games back from the Los Angeles Lakers. So this is a really good game and a really competitive game for us to really test our you know what I'm saying, our roster and see how good we're doing, especially it being that we came from that 4-game losing streak. Shout out to the last game we had against the Portland Trail Blazers. We had 72 points coming off the bench. I really hope something like that happened in this game. That's not what happened, but you know what I'm saying, it was still really fucking cool. We still got the W, you know what I'm saying, it was like a strong W. LeBron James set another milestone in his door in the Laker jersey, becoming the 9th player in NBA history with 9,000 assists. Not to forget, he also was named the Associated Press Male Athlete of the Year, of the fucking decade, you know what I'm saying, as well. So finishing also as well with like an unusual stat line. He went hard this game, 13 points and 13 assists. He was just focusing on getting everyone involved. That's something he did the last game. He's also doing that this game where he's not necessarily scoring too much, but more worried about the facilitating point of the game and getting everyone involved. Davis finished with 23 points and he killed it as well, but the supporting cast really helped out tonight. In between Kentavious Caldwell-Pope having a season high, 19 points, and JaVale McGee and Dwight Howard combining for a solid 26 points, pardon me. That was really cool. I was a big fan of that. Unfortunately, the worst of the worst happened, something that I really think wouldn't fucking happen. Fucking Kyle Kuzma just took a dump. Honestly, he like legit took a fucking shit, like took a shit on the team and had 0 points in 26 minutes. Just went 0-7 and just was not doing anything. Was really fucking shit up out there, but I mean, I don't know. I don't fucking know what's going on with his life. I don't know. But Kuz, just figure it out, bro. I've been rooting for you for a long time now. Like, you're my dog. I said fuck Ingram. I said fuck Hart. Not fuck them, but you know what I mean. Like, I felt like you should have stayed from the beginning, and you're just really making me look kind of dumb on that. And let's talk about Dwight Howard fucking getting 15 points in one quarter. That was pretty fucking gnarly. In the second quarter, he legit had 15 points, caught 4 lobs, was just in the paint doing the work, a couple foul shots. It was awesome, dude. This is a great W, like, overall, honestly. We killed it, dude. I'm definitely very, 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 very happy with this W as well, it being that it was a 13-point W. We kept a European duo under 30 points. Luka and Kristaps didn't score over 20, which is fucking huge for us. That tells us about our defense and what we're able to do on that side of the ball, which is what we should be most worried about other than the offense, because the offense is just going to come to us. This is awesome, man. I mean, this was a night of stars. You know what I'm saying? Luka Doncic is a spectacle every time that he's on the court, and he's starting to get the recognition for it, you know, worldwide. Kobe was sat courtside with his daughter and at one point even spoke Slovenian, trying to get Luka's attention, and Luka turned around and was like, man, who's speaking my language? And little behold, Kobe Bryant, the Mamba, you know, the black Bruce, the black Batman, as they say. You never see the man outside the stadium. It's definitely really cool to see Luka come in full circle. I'm really excited for his career. The dude's not even old enough to go to the fucking bar yet. You know what I'm saying? Like, not even old enough to go to the bar yet. And that's how great, like, he's killing it, bro. I've been seeing a lot of memes and social media blowing shit up as far as, like, whose career will be greater, Luka Doncic or LeBron James. It's crazy to even say that we're having that conversation now from a kid, you know what I'm saying, European kid. You know what I'm saying? Does not have the usual male physical, I mean, dominant player attributes, where, like, the dude's a little bit chubby. The dude's not the fastest, you know what I'm saying? But skill, this dude's skill is out of this world. I'm very excited for his career. I'm very excited to see him in person. I'm very excited to see what he has in store, you know, for us as far as within the next 10 to 15 years, man. Shout out Luka Doncic, and shout out, you know, to the Dallas Mavericks for putting together such an awesome team. I'm a big fan of the roster. They got an awesome roster that covers all points. And I think that they can make a real serious run in the playoffs if given the opportunity. And, I mean, they'll be making a real serious playoff run within the next couple of years and maybe a championship run at one point. I'm very, very happy with this game. Very, very, very happy with this game. Hopefully, Kuz gets it back together. Dwight and McGee have been doing a really good job sharing those minutes. And let's see what we do against the Suns. You know, a little depleted Suns. They actually had a great run in the beginning of the season, but they really haven't really came around into their whole selves, you know. They kind of just, like, with DeAndre Ayton going in and out of the lineup and, you know, the inconsistencies of the point guard position with them. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens, you guys. It's your boy Big Al here. Time to face the Suns. Let's keep these W's going. Let's get this third W right here. Subscribe, you guys. Tell a friend.